AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Madison, Wisconsin says it's
a sad day for our community and for our country.
Shots were fired at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Sean Barnes is the city's police chief.
What we know is that a total of about 7 persons were transported from the scene to area hospitals for treatment. We know that at least 3 people have lost their lives, including a juvenile person.
And about a suspect.
Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this decease in the building.
We are hearing a 5th person died. Abundant Life Christian School has about 390 students from kindergarten through high school. President-elect Donald Trump was asked about the transition.
One of the big differences between the first term, everybody was fighting me. In this term, everybody wants to be my friend. I don't know. My personality changed or something.
Trump says he would consider pardoning embattled New York Mayor Eric Adams, who is facing bribery charges. Separately, he called on the Biden administration to stop selling off unused portions of border wall that were bought but not installed during his first administration. President Biden today established a national monument honoring the late FDR-era Labor Secretary Frances Perkins, the first woman to serve in a presidential cabinet.
I'm damn proud to be known as the most pro-labor administration in American history, because we are. We are. We make no apologies.
The Perkins Monument will be in Maine. More suspected drone sightings in the eastern U.S. have led to temporary airspace shutdowns around an Air Force base in Ohio and arrests near Boston's Logan Airport. France used ships and military aircraft to rush rescuers and supplies to Mayotte after the tiny French island territory off Africa was battered by the worst cyclone in nearly a century. Possibly thousands have died. This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand in his corruption trial.
Arriving in the courtroom in Tel Aviv, the testimony is another low point for Israel's longest-serving leader, who also faces an international arrest warrant for alleged war crimes for Israel's actions in Gaza. Netanyahu is charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. He's accused of accepting tens of thousands of dollars worth of cigars and champagne and exchanging favors with wealthy associates. The Prime Minister is the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. I'm Karen Shamas.
A source tells the AP new test confirmed Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, and his status for this week's game against Houston remains in question. Mahomes was injured after being tackled during yesterday's game against Cleveland. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.